USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States continues to see rising coronavirus cases across the country, setting a new single-day record on Friday for new cases. Another 227,000 new cases were reported yesterday, according to data from Johns Hopkins University. 2,011 Americans died of the disease Friday as well. The case spike comes as a vaccine against the virus may be days away from FDA approval. Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine, which is up for an emergency use approval next week. He tells Fox News about the side effects he experienced after getting the vaccine.
I've never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it muted all the effects.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Doctors in Connecticut are asking for tighter coronavirus restrictions as healthcare systems are being overwhelmed by COVID patients. Kenneth Burns has the story from the USA Radio News East Coast Bureau.
Doctors in Connecticut asked their governor, Ned Lamont, to shut down indoor dining and gyms to stop the spread of the coronavirus. That letter was spearheaded by Dr. Luke Davis, a critical care physician at Yale New Haven Hospital. He told CBS News that he and other hospital staff are getting tired.
It's very difficult disease, and the thing that makes the biggest difference is just not having the hospitals be overloaded, having enough staff to take care of people.
Nearly 700 people signed an online version of the letter.
And starting Sunday, two regions of California will fall under a stay-at-home order. California Governor Gavin Newsom announced earlier this week that regions of the Golden State would fall under that order when the area's ICU capacity fell below a certain threshold. The State Department of Public Health announced Saturday that the Southern California and San Joaquin Valley regions had crossed that threshold and would be under the three-week order. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Could President-elect Joe Biden change the way that students pay for a college education? Tim Berg has the answers from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
When it comes to your children or grandchildren's education under a Biden administration, one of the things we heard on the campaign trail from Joe Biden was that he will enact legislation to ensure that students can go to community college for up to 2 years without having to pay tuition. Biden adopting a proposal from Senator Bernie Sanders to make public colleges and universities tuition-free for all students whose family's income are below $125,000 and forgive $10,000 in student debt for all borrowers. When it comes to free college, like Biden is promising, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos reminds us,
free sounds great, except that somebody somewhere is going to pay for it. And when you think about the fact that 2 out of 3 Americans don't pursue a 4-year college, why should anybody be asked, any of them be asked to subsidize and pay for those who do choose it?
DeVos speaking there on Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
And a scheduled game between the top 2 college basketball programs in the nation was called off Saturday after one team had a player test positive for coronavirus. Number 1 Gonzaga and number 2 Baylor were set to play in Indianapolis, but about 90 minutes before tip-off, the game was called after one player and one staff member from Gonzaga tested positive for COVID, forcing the cancellation. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.